This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Chicago jazz pianist and educator Laura Driscoll credits her piano professor at the University of Illinois for inspiring the title to her debut album, Woven Dreams. She shows off her new album when she performs tomorrow in Bloomington at Jazz Up Front. Driscoll told WGLT the inspiration came from Professor Chip Stevens, who would often tell her, sing the melody in your mind's ear and be a weaver of dreams.
And I remember that really stuck with me. He was perhaps referring to the idea of when you're improvising, it's really important to stay true to the melody, or at least respect the melody and know the melody before you start to play a tune.
Why is that important?
It's important in the sense of respecting the composer. But it's also just the idea of when you're improvising, it's important to weave a thread through the harmony with your melodies. So meaning your own melodies that you're creating as well. For a while, it didn't have a title, but eventually I realized the title, and then it led to the title of the album, which also has a lot to do with the fact that I wear scarves all the time.
Do you weave those scarves yourself?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Well, there are a number of jazz staples on Woven Dreams, and I'm assuming the ones I don't recognize are originals of yours?
Yes.
There's a suite of songs about a black dog that skirts away.
Yes.
I'm assuming those are your songs. What's going on? Do you have a black dog?
No, I don't have any pets. My husband's allergic. That piece is a suite that came out of an experience I had seeing the really wonderful pianist Fred Hirsch. I saw him live at the Vanguard, and he had just come out of a coma. It was one of the most unbelievable concerts I've ever seen. It was with his group, the Trio Plus Two. They performed the song Black Dog Pays a Visit, which refers to the disease depression. When I heard that song, I was really blown away. And so I went home and I wanted to learn some of Fred Hirsch's compositions. So I found a bunch of his work and learned about the concept behind that piece. And I decided to write a reaction to it. This suite refers to the fact that we as a society do not really quite understand what depression is, and we don't always handle it very well or talk about it in a way that is aware of the depth of how difficult it can be and how hard it is for the people around it. So the suite talks about forgiving ourselves for that as a society and trying to understand depression in a deeper way.
Well, let's go to another song on the album. Let's cover one of the covers on here. You took Favela and put it on this album, the Antonio Carlos Jobim song. It's really a sad song, right? But how I've often heard it is this beautiful melody that does have a sense of sadness to it, but it has this gorgeous melody. Now, your version, let me play a little bit of it here. Your version isn't so much sad. I'm trying to get a grip on it. Not so much sad as it is almost like a murky dream. That's how I heard your interpretation of this song.
Huh. Yeah, I arranged this song for a group that I played in actually when I was living in Urbana-Champaign when I was in college. I played in a group that did a lot of Brazilian music as well as a lot of Argentinian music. We were called Bossa Nuevo, so it's kind of a mix between Bossa Nova and Nuevo Tango. So we did some music of Astor Piazzolla, and we did some Jobim, and all sorts of Brazilian music. And so I wanted to have a little different take on this song for that group. And so we made it a little funkier, had a little bit of like a Red Clay bass line influence or a hip hop influence at times.